to be flip about me belching into the mic. It is sexy.
I just wondered what that face was a minute ago.
Oh, my blue steel that I flashed to Howard.
Was that
a little
what that
bit
was?
Of Zoolander action? It was.
That was a little
I guess
disturbing.
You could say that. Why? Just a little puckered in lips.
Yeah, I don't ever want to see you make that face again, ever.
Oh, sorry.
When you say things like that, it only encourages him.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know. Maybe anytime you're talking on the show now, I'm just going to suck in my cheeks like a young David Bowie.
Ew.
Oh.
Just like that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right?
Fine. You're listening yet again to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. You like that pause? I forgot my own name for a split second. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. If you want to find archives of the show, my writing, links to the Facebook, the Twitter, our iTunes account, everything is there. Please go to inpapasbasement.com. Kind of the show just exists to funnel you to that website. It does a horrible job of it, but I can pretend it doesn't. I got two guests with me today, even though the two guesters are always disasters.
No, but they're not.
I think these two might have, the three of us might work out well together.
As long as there's no ice chewing or abortion talk.
Who was chewing ice?
Ganoza. I talk about this like every week because it was that traumatic.
Little Ganoza.
Was he just chewing ice chips on air?
Yes. Do not remember that. There was like seven of us in the studio that day, and he's chomping away in the mic on a cup of ice from McDonald's. It was horrific. It was horrific.
I could see that being loud. Probably not fit for radio.
Yeah, no.
Maybe eating croutons on air. Also not a breadstick. Something like that.
Breadsticks.
Carbs. We've also got Howard. Yeah, I didn't even introduce Veronica, I don't think, though.
No,
or did I?
I don't think you have to. Do you have to still?
We've got Veronica and Howard.
Yeah,
two of them.
It was a nice little blind date for the three of us. Like, this is the first time that we're converging finally on the air. So
I feel like I should have done an eyes wide shut thing, like just shown up in a robe and been like, come, the orgy's in the back.
Oh, jeez.
And then just dropped it, and I've got those like 1950s garter belt socks.
Oh, do you want
pipe dangling
us?
From my mouth? Just the dad from Ren and Stimpy. Whatever the hell that character's name was.
Boy.
I don't think he had one. He was just dad who got naked a lot.
Yeah, he was disturbing.
Yeah, and he loved the rubber nipples on his knees. I believe they were like door-to-door rubber nipple salesmen.
Whatever happened to the guy that made that show?
I don't know, and I don't remember who the hell actually made it. I know Billy West was the voice, and he was on Stern for a while, and they had to cut him from the budget. And Stern kind of mailed it in ever since that day. That was back in 94.
Right on.
He kind of gave up after that. Well, did anyone have any... We're gonna treat this like a town hall meeting. Did anyone have any pressing issues that need to be introduced to the minutes? Or should I talk about what I just freshly came from?
I think you should talk
about
it.
About an hour ago. Really?
You've got an interesting smirk on your face. I want to know what that's
about.
Oh,
it was weird. It was a weird... seen an insight into how creepy men can be, which like I'm creepy on air, I guess.
No, you are 100 times creepier off air.
Really?
Oh my god, when you came to look at that townhouse, I was like, oh, John has his emo hat on.
Well,
oh,
I'm just
geez.
Sometimes in person I'm quiet and I don't want to deal with stuff.
It's not that you're quiet, you had your head down, you're like stomping through, you'd like stomp through, put your hands on your hips, kind of look around one room.
I sound like an agitated
like
homo.
He
sashayed into the next room and said, this
won't
work.
You did, and then you put your hands on your hips, and you're like looking around.
Oh, not this
and
color on the walls,
so
honey.
And you looked so angry. I was like, what is wrong with him?
I was in traffic probably for like 40 minutes to get 5 miles down the road, so I'm going to show up pissed.
Yeah, I think that probably was it.
Yeah. God bless this area, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We could do this. This could literally just be the Nova traffic show.
It could.
And I get people that complain about that. They're like, dude, shut the hell up about traffic. We get it. You have traffic. It's like, no,
but
you don't
understand.
Get it.
You don't get it.
It's like the same way. It's like, oh, my girlfriend's hot. It's like, really? Mine's that Bar Rafale chick or whatever the hell her name is. It's like, it's okay. I get it. Yours has T and A too.
Yeah.
And a waistline. Mine's better.
Yeah, just the moral of your story is all your fans who do not live in the DC area don't come here. Like the job offers, like they're deceptive.
It's like Tretch at the end of that cover of Everything's Gonna Be All Right by Naughty by Nature. He's like, if you ain't from the ghetto, stay the F out of the ghetto.
Right.
That's it. It's just the white suburban ghetto. But I work as a locksmith in this ghetto. And it's okay for me. I zip around, people have money to burn. So when I'm like, hey, you're locked out of your car, give me $80. Half the time, they don't balk. The other half of the time, my customers are Indian. And I'm not saying that to stereotype. I don't mean like assimilated Indians, the guys who just talk like you and I. Those people are typically very free with their money, almost to spite their parents. Like, yeah, screw you, mom and dad. That's like their version of listening to heavy metal and worshiping Satan, to be free with their money. But if I hear an Indian accent, I know I'm in for a haggle 9 times out of 10.
Oh, boy.
Which is fine because I've got that in me as well. I'm Greek. You know, that whole region, we barter and bargain. And it used to shock me because I wasn't raised that way. I was like, sir, you're quoting a price, not what I quoted to you. How does this work? But after a while, I was like, screw it. I'll roll with it. And it's fine. You just need to be an adult about it and say, hey, mother effer, this is what you're paying.
Yeah.
You can call the magical locksmith who will come out for $20 that you think exists for the price of ordering a pizza to do a couple hours of labor, but that's not going to happen, and I don't need your money that badly anyhow. So I'm going to return to my masturbating and video games. Good day to you. Today I got a call from an Indian gentleman, and he said, hey, my lock isn't working. How much to come and fix it? Or, pardon me, he does not ask how much. Which was bizarre right off the bat. Because usually I hear that voice, that accent. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hear one, how much, and two, that's way too much. How about this instead? It's never just like, hey, can you work with me? It's always this assertion of, I know what you should be making. And you are charging far too much, sir. So let me tell you what you're actually going to get. And I just want to be like, no, go to hell. I know I'm the cheapest game in town. So this guy calls. He's like, hey, my lock's not working. I need someone to come out and work on it. Like, okay, where are you located? Centerville, right between me and the radio station, kind of. Not so far out of the way, at least. Let's put it that way. And it's rush hour, but I'm like, screw it. I'm going to make like $100 doing this. And I like $100 for 15 minutes of work. What the hell? Mm-hmm. I hadn't done anything today anyhow. Thank God, what have I done today?
What time did you wake up?
10.
Oh, that makes me so angry.
Crack of 10.
I was up before.
I used to leave my phone on so that customers could call me and wake me up if locked out first thing in the morning. But lately, a lot of like spam bots have found the company website and are calling my number at like 5, 6 in the morning.
Good.
Well, no, I just shut off the phone and I sleep like an angel.
I'm going to start texting you.
My cat's at my feet when I wake up sometimes. It's awesome.
I hate your life.
I love it. So this gentleman is speaking to me. He's like, hey, the lock's screwed up. Just need you out here. And we hang up. In the back of my head, I'm like, oh, my God, we did not discuss price. So this guy's going to lay the hammer on me as soon as I get to his house. Because there's no way he's paying $100 and not flinching. I know this. Well, you're smirking, Howard. What's up?
I mean, you're going into this. And I just feel like the bottom line is he screwed you harder than any Indian dude has ever before,
yeah,
basically.
And again, let me put it out there. I've had some awesome Indian customers. I had a dude a couple days ago where I tried to get him into his car, and my efforts actually sealed his keys further in his trunk. We ended up driving to Hyundai, trying to get some keys cut for his car. They wouldn't do it for him. He gladly paid my service fee and like $20 in tip. He's just like, dude, you drove me around for a while. Here you go. Nicest guy on earth.
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's called being a pretty decent human being. Again, Howard's just making this face.
All right, so take race out of it. I'm just saying you got royally screwed like a big fat zero, man.
Oh, so. Yeah. So I drive maybe 20 minutes in traffic to this guy's front door, and I knock, and I open, and this guy's holding a kid in his hand. Oh. And the kid is like half Indian, half white, I guess, which is revealed to me moments later, but, you know, looked about that.
Does he announce it to you or something?
No, no. He's like, this is the pedigree of my child. Burst forth from my loins, half of the seed that made him. So I'm looking. I'm just like, okay, this dude's holding a kid. You always got to drink crap in as soon as, because I walk into people's houses. And as much as like I'm not a frail young lady or something like that, you still don't know if I'm going to walk in and it's like Greg Marmalard from Animal House and just the rest of his henchmen laying the beat down on me. You never know. Something weird could happen. I've been in some hardcore crap holes in my day on this job. So I walk in. He's like, come in the accent. And he's showing me the deadbolt. And he's like, I don't have the keys to this lock for whatever reason. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. I'm like, did you lose your keys? He's like, I just don't have the keys to this lock. And storming from the back of the house comes a white broad holding the other half Indian, half white kid in her arm. I'm like, okay, they're kind of going to square off, you know? And she is looking me dead in the eye. And she goes, sir, this man broke into my house. I changed the locks on him to keep him out. This is not a joke. This is a very serious matter. And please do not change the keys so that he can get in, because I installed this myself to keep him out.
Then why was he there?
First, that's what kind of goes through my head. I thought they were just a couple deadpanning at first. Like, this is their sense of humor.
Like, they're joking.
Yeah. And I'm like, haha. Okay, like, lady, I got crap to do. You know, can we get on with this? But he starts this nervous laugh that kind of wigs me out, like, in light of her comment. He's like, ha, 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 no, 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 my name is on the deed. And that's when I'm first like, okay, I don't think she's kidding around. And he's like, my name's on the deed, and besides, my money's good, and you need the money. It's okay. And now I'm starting to feel like a prostitute of a sudden. He's like, my money's good. Oh, and she's like, no, sir, please, this is a very serious thing. I've called the police multiple times on this man. I don't know why she's not just saying my husband or ex-husband, because it's like, hey, lady, your kids are half Indian. He clearly knows his way around the place. Don't act like he effing kicked down the door and got in here. You two are of some relation to each other, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what she's doing. She's trying to make sure you don't, like, give him keys because he's the husband. He probably has, like, title to the house still. Like,
he does, of course.
Yeah, obviously having a little bit of a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
But he could have played the husband card and, like, I don't know, what would you have done at that point? Like, you think the guy kind of owns the house?
He does. But so
I wouldn't get in. Yeah.
I would have said, I would have left.
Well, she's automatically then goes, you can charge him whatever you want for having him come out here, but you can't change the keys. Please don't. At which point I'm like, what the F do you want me to do? I show up at this guy's house. Legally, he owns it.
But
yet
how do you
I'm not
know she doesn't own it either? How do you know that they don't own it jointly?
How messy could it be? And why?
That's why you leave.
Why, lady, couldn't you have shrieked as you hear him doing this? Don't come over. Don't come over. This is bogus. This is my house.
Because
I'm trying
they're
to lock-
holding babies. You can't do that in front of kids.
Well, the kids were already, like, one was, like, smiling and happy and waving hi to me, and the other was bawling in his mom's arms. I'm like, this is weird as hell. What's going on? So I didn't know what to do, and I'm as cheap as it gets. So I'm just the entire time like, God damn it, that was, like, $3 in gas. Down the crapper. What the hell? I just peaced out.
Good.
Like, the guy was very, anytime you have that sort of drama going on and you can just straight face look someone else in the eye and be like, no, what you're seeing right here, that's not going on. Just do what I say.
Yeah,
that's called wife, a narcissist. Like,
it's like sociopath.
Certifiable narcissist.
It was just creepy as hell. He's just holding his kid. He's like, nah, go ahead. Go ahead. My money's good. It's good money for your business.
Wow.
And the wife's like, sir, please don't. He's not part of this house. I've tried to lock him out. And first, I'm like, well, what the hell? You should have called me to install the deadbolt better if his brown ass is back in here.
It's really terrible when you're with somebody for a couple of years and then you realize, like, oh, this person has a mental disorder. Like, perhaps I should just lock them out. Oh, man. He called a locksmith.
Well,
yeah, how do I talk to this guy?
And he was like, hey, I lost my key. Can you pick it in? And, like, I pick, and then it's just some broad shrieking, like, get out of here!
breaking in.
Oh, God. That would just an assisted break-in. I need that on my resume.
I mean, isn't that why, like, you have to get bonded and all that? Like, you basically could be called at any time.
That's why I got bonded 3 months ago when the county shut me down. I was operating long before that without, but yes.
But any fool could, like, call you up and try to convince you to help break into something, right?
You could call me to any car and be like, this is my car, bust me in. Ooh. The ruse would be up very quickly when you got in the car and didn't reach for any keys and start any ignition. You're like, okay, I'm good. Bye. Yeah. And I'd be like, sir, why are you sitting in the Ferrari?
Yeah.
Is that your Color Me Bad CD in the back? You know, things like that. It was just very awkward. And God, I want to say 99 times out of 100, my jobs go off without a hitch. People think that crazy cool crap must happen when you go to houses and things like that. No one's ever offered, not that I'm like some real attractive guy, but isn't the stereotype or the urban legend that like any dude going to houses, pizza boys, plumbers, whatever, get laid
not
if they're
the
doing households. I was going to say.
That's called the pool boy.
Yeah, I think maybe it's something sinister about the fact that I can get into your house at any time. So it's like, maybe if you were a quality lay, I would just bust back in. Maybe that's in the back of your head or something like that. I've never had any offers for sex, anything like that. But I'm very all business, too. I would never want to flirt with a customer and make them uncomfortable, given the power I hold. Like, I'm going to set your door lock to the key I'm making right now, and I want you to believe in your heart of hearts I'm not making a spare copy so I can break into your bedroom and masturbate over your sleeping form later tonight.
You've got real pretty hair.
This is why I'm worried about us living together.
Well, no, it's why
I will lock the door at night.
Feel free. It wouldn't matter.
Oh,
but...
what am I doing? What am I thinking? Oh, my God.
If I wanted in, I'd be in. I'm just saying.
I'm getting a chain link, deadbolts. I'll figure it out.
I know all the tricks.
I will figure it out. Are you allergic to cats?
No, I have one.
There's nothing.
I'm getting a dog.
Yeah, I like dogs,
too.
Dogs like John.
Exactly. Yeah. Howie's
dog
loves me. Okay,
yeah. I gotta think about
it. Well, that's the thing. I'm a trustworthy man who doesn't break into houses and masturbate on people.
You told me a couple times that that's how you're going to wake me up.
Did I? That's pretty funny.
No.
I think realistically, if you're living with him, like you're going to have to at some point use Post-its to like protect your food. I think that's going to be the
problem. I'm not a food pincher either, actually.
I have images of John like strolling through the kitchen in nothing but his boxer shorts eating cereal. Like, that's all I can think of. I'm
going
to come home from work and I'm going to see this grown man in my kitchen slurping cereal.
I will tell you
underwear.
The two downsides to me as a roommate. And to me, these are the only flaws. I've roomed with a bunch of friends beforehand. And I think a lot of times they expect I'm going to want to hang with them at all times. Usually when I'm home, it's like, hey, what's up? I lock the door.
Awesome. That's what I want
from
my roommate.
That's what I would think I'm the perfect damn roomie when
I hide from my roommate when she comes home sometimes because I just don't want to talk. I'm like, I don't want to entertain you right now. I don't want to socialize.
I willingly secede whatever the F the word is. I'm just like, take the rest of the house. I just want my room and like my bathroom. Do whatever you want with the rest.
Good.
I don't care.
No sex on my couch.
Couches get stainy.
She will never know if she's on vacation.
That's true.
The only rule I ever
know.
Had.
Well, you just flip the cushions over.
No. There's a tear on one side, so I will know.
You just push one of those stinky pine cone things to one side and flip it over to the other.
Just from experience, I'm telling you, like when she goes on vacation, flip the cushions to have them ready for... any sort of guess that you have, so after the
fact, don't give him any ideas.
Oh god,
I'm just saying. Like this,
have you seen
the expert?
Right,
so.
Howard's both an expert and has slept with a squirter. Apparently,
I don't. Oh,
he's learning all the tricks.
I'm just saying, like if you wait 6 months to tell your roommate, she won't be as upset.
I don't know why anyone would get it. Like, just don't do it on my pillows. That's
sweet,
all. I
innocent
care.
Looking man is a little more of a freak than I.
Why do you think we've been friends for like 20 years?
I've been able to room successfully with multiple women. I respect the boundaries. Sometimes, like, you just have to do what you have to do. Like, you have a whole house to yourself. I think it's, like,
not on my
fine.
Couch.
I don't think I've ever bawled on public couches. I've bawled on... hold on. Yeah, maybe once, but... you gotta do
couch.
What you gotta do. If some girl's, like, really loaded... and you don't think you'll be able to drag her to your bedroom before she passes out?
Oh, my God. No raping anybody in the apartment, John.
It was gray.
Seriously.
It was gray.
No. If she cannot say yes,
she
then
can't
it's
say
no.
No.
No. If she's incapable of saying yes, then it's no.
Trust
me. Period. End of story.
I have never banged anyone drunk their first few times. If I've laid anyone drunk, it's like a girlfriend you've been with a while. No, I'm serious.
I don't believe you.
I get creeped the hell out by drunk broads.
I don't believe you for a minute.
Because they could easily wake up next to a guy that looks like me and be like, what the F?
Rape!
I couldn't have possibly said yeah. this. No, I swear.
No, it's like the mayor of Savannah, his daughter wakes up next to a black guy. She'll scream rape. It's the same type of thing, you know? But
actually, I think Will has gotten more action on your couch than you have.
Will always bawled on our couches. It was gross. We would find the stains the next few days, too.
That's so
And he never cleaned either, so then he'd be like, banging my friends. Coming everywhere. Not paying for the Lysol. It was just like three insults plus injury. It was I love Will, but yeah, he could lay some damage
Will.
To some places. What, on the show together?
No, hanging out.
We can hang out.
We need to do dinner or something.
Just an actual dinner?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do a high-end three-course thing.
Okay.
Wow.
We'll get all fancy.
Yeah.
You have to come.
Going Dutch, don't get me wrong. I'm treating you guys to anything in spite of all you've done for
you
the show.
You have to buy me clothes.
I'll cover the tip.
I've decided. Okay.
That's, I don't know. I don't trust you.
What?
You are Greek. What's the Greek percentage on tipping?
20 to 21.
You got
That's
it.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. I don't go
John's
nuts
American.
With it.
That's an American tip. I'll take it.
I think we should go with the palm.
The palm. I'm okay with the palm.
What?
I'm okay with the palm.
Let's go. Let's
we
do
can,
it.
As long as we Dutch it up.
They know me there.
Really? Who were you banging that you're known at the Palm?
I was not banging.
Banging.
Anyone. I used to go there a lot with my bosses. She's actually, one of them's actually painted on the wall there.
One of the XM bosses?
No.
I was going to say, I wonder that damn company went under. Who's your current employer? I forgot.
I'm not saying it on the air. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
me
what?
Yeah, no. It's a government contractor.
That's right, you're a government contractor.
Yeah.
I'm glad our money goes there. I'm glad some sort of tax money is going to putting lobster tails in your belly.
She paid for it herself. She never
really?
Expensed it. Yeah. Fine. But she was business development, so she did have a budget for things like that.
Okay. Well, we covered my really awkward situation that I bailed out on.
Yes.
And the fact that I've never once gotten laid on the job. Wow. I once had a crying divorcing MILF or something like that. I thought that was my best opportunity. And I was there with little Matt Ganoza, the ice chip chewer. And he was just sitting there like, bleh, like completely ruining anything that could have happened. Yeah, if this was like Porno Times 5, she would have been like, hey, Tweedledee, Tweedledum upstairs. And we would have, you know, spit roasted it. But instead, it was just this like little chick.
Seriously? Spit roasted it?
With these great implants.
Spit roasted it.
Spit roasted it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Greek Easter style.
Wow.
But so I show up and she's just like completely out of her mind. And she explains that she just like came home to the husband banging someone else. And like kicked him the hell out.
Good for her.
And her next call was to me.
Good for her.
And I should have been like, ma'am, my credit card scanner's down, but I do accept other forms of payment. But instead, she was like kind
Seriously?
Of like crying and stuff. And I was just like, oh, this is horribly unsexy. Just give me your money now. And the horrible thing was I had to like keep in touch with her for like 4 or 5 weeks because she gave me a bum check. She emptied the accounts later that day. This is how not logical she is. I'm
she
not even
messed up.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it's because she was a woman. It'll be because she was flustered.
Completely.
She gave me a check from an account she emptied like 2 hours later because I tried to cash it the next day. I'm like, there's no way this account's going to be good long. So I actually got my lazy ass to the bank, already emptied. I called her like 3-4 weeks, finally got a hold of her, finally got some money from a different account. There we are in Tradesman Stories.
Yay.
The latest podcast. Well, right. What else we got, guys? Now that the show is just momentum like
Well,
that.
I need both of yours opinions on something.
Both of yours opinions on this matter, Mr. J.
Okay. Sorry.
What the hell was that?
I I've been watching was like that? Boardwalk Empire lately.
That sounded like Pansy or whatever her name was from Gone with the Wind.
I've never seen.
The little slave girl.
Now I want to see it.
No babies, Miss Darling. Oh my god, that was good.
No, it's just Paz de la Huerta's character on that show just talks like this dumb whore. I love it. God, she's like never clothed on that show. Horrible face. Horrible is a strong word. Very weird face, but just a body like, I don't know. So what about your clothing, Veronica?
Well, I'm going out with the new boy again tomorrow.
Which boy is this?
I'm not saying his name.
It's different from any boy mentioned previously on the show.
No, I talked about him, I think on Saturday, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Newish, though.
Very newish.
All right. Describe new boy.
Like as
5'6", black, 250 pounds. Go on. I know your type well.
6'3", dark hair, light eyes.
Really?
Shocker. I'm consistent.
You need to. Like dating around. It's
Nick
fun.
Had blonde hair, and I gave him more
and
than.
And light eyes, and white, and 6'3", and.
6'2". Hey, that's a big difference. Okay, that's like. Half of my heels I have to put away for 6'2" and under.
Okay, good point.
Yes.
You are pretty big in the heels.
I like my tall shoes.
It's like you're just dating Terminators off the Skynet. Just
what's
like,
wrong
I'll take
that?
The T-800 104.
Why is that bad?
I don't know. One of these days, just come in and be like, I got this 5'10" Japanese dude named Hideki. And Hideki's banging the hell out of me, and it's great. And we're going to get married in the tradition of his people.
Flats.
Yeah, exactly.
Never going to happen.
I want to see you in a kimono, traditional garb.
Do you know what? Like, not that my brothers would be, and maybe I'm assuming what their reaction would be, but I cannot imagine taking home a guy like that to meet my family or my brothers.
They would freak about a black dude.
Oh, I would be disowned.
I was going to say, I think that would be the weird, like even racists, it's like kind of the pantheon of racism. Asian closest to white. Correct me if I'm wrong, Howie.
Yeah, no, I would say my experience.
I'm not asking you because you're half Asian, just you're kind of, you're racially conscious like me. I think like, if you're white and you bring home an Asian chick or dude, your parents are going
to
be like, eh.
Actually, no, I'll correct you on this. It's okay for a white guy to bring home an Asian chick.
Yes, exactly. Okay, yeah.
Not the other
but
way.
The reverse.
I would say Asian dude, it's a coin flip. I think your parents.
Basically, I get this a lot. Let's just, if I date a white girl, it's often like suspicion that I have a small dick. And that's why, like, why are you even dating this
you
guy?
Prove
he's
it.
My daughter.
You should totally prove it right now. I'm kidding.
To which, I mean, it's an awkward
thing.
Close
your eyes, Veronica.
Now I want to look down.
Tell us how far your tonsils move. What?
John.
But no, it's always, like, what am I supposed to say to that? Like, I'm also half white. I took after my dad in that regard.
Yeah.
Like, it's never a good conversation.
Like, don't worry. Grandkids will not be an issue. I got this covered.
I figure they're not going to freak over an Asian dude, though. They're not going to disown any daughter.
It depends on the Asian dude. It depends on, like, Japanese is interesting because, like, uniformly people hate the Japanese. Like, if you have a grandparent who fought World War II.
Well, yeah, that's different. Yeah, I think they kind of click with the Western thing, though. Like, most Japanese people have a lot of Western influence. Like, if they're from there, they're used to a lot of Western crap, or they're here and they're Americanized. Like, maybe a dude fresh off the boat from Vietnam.
I'm just saying, though, like, people are Asian. Like, your grandparents have to be dead before you can be cool dating a Japanese.
Yeah.
Person.
Like, yeah, okay, like I'll give you that.
So, like, Koreans, it's cool because, like, we just sent a lot of troops there.
All right. And I'll give
and you...
you
bring your home... Yeah, anyway.
I'll give you someone else who might slip under the radar just as much, if not more, than an Asian. The real white Latino or Latina. Like, the ones that are just 90% European Spanish or something like
that.
I
mean, you're talking...
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could really freak out over that. Like, especially, what if they're just, like... kind of dark hair, light eyes, like your thing, but his name's like Eduardo Guapo or whatever.
Guapo.
I don't think your brothers could freak that hard.
I think one of them would have an issue.
I don't know if the
other two would care, but I think one of them might.
I'm not talking about the grand Cyclops brother.
Oh my God.
The normal ones.
No, even there, I got to call you one. I don't think that's true either, because, like, if you marry somebody Cuban, you remember what Carmen used to say, like,
good old Carmen.
Should I call her out on what her pops used to tell her?
You do it all the time. He used to bitch about the pinko commies and the Sandinistas and stuff.
Nobody said, like, Cubans are the best Latinos because they interbred the least with black people.
Oh, my God.
So,
put that on the pamphlet.
But there's a Cuban pride that, like,
why is there an embargo here? We're very light.
But the flare up with Ozzie Guillen.
Uh-huh.
Where he said, I love Castro.
Oh,
and he's got nailed because he's like, oh, you can't say that in Miami because the Cuban community actually cares about their heritage.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
But going down that weird route, I'm just telling you, like, if you married a Cuban person, that wedding would be Cuban.
Yeah, I could see
and
that.
And so, like, it's just, you know, you're bringing home this dude. He's Cuban. And, you know, it's only going to get more Cuban from that point on. It's
no
not
way,
like
man.
He's going to start acting white.
I'd make it. No way, man. I'd drape him in the Polish flag. My family would assimilate that man. He'd be eating pierogies in 2 minutes flat.
I guess it could go both ways or whatever. Anyhow, I think those are kind of the innocuous options. Then you've got Indian and dark skin Latino, like a brownish Latino with the Inca blood or whatever. I'm trying to think which would outrank which.
See, with, like, half-breed, I can talk about this because I am a half-breed, but yeah. With a half-breed Indian white kid.
Yes.
I feel like the biggest problem people would have.
Crying in his mom's arms.
Yeah, like, you're going to walk through life and people are going to think you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Everybody's going to be like, where are you from?
Well, I was going to say these kids so, actually pretty much looked like me, but yeah, when I go through airports, I get my butthole fingered sometimes, so.
Yeah, no, like, this is why
just
I hate
by this
area.
Janitor, not me getting
it's
searched
of your
or anything.
Beard.
It was actually, I was not fingered in any orifice, to be honest.
Yeah,
that
are.
Was said
yeah,
comedically. But I got pulled out when I was flying back in 2003 through Germany, and I'd been in Greece for 3 weeks, and I had actually tanned because I was just walking around the same stale wife beater, and I hadn't shaved in 3 weeks.
Awesome.
And they let Will and my mom right through, yeah, and they're like, you, come here.
Right, it's the beard.
And I got a nice little 10-minute private room talk. What? Why was that? Ooh. I didn't say I farted
in
the room or something. Nothing happened. They checked my story. They're like, where are you from? Where'd you go?
It's okay, John. It's okay. Oh, the pain will be over soon. Mm.
They use three fingers.
That hurt. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know where Indian. And I would also say it's always more intense for the chick bringing home the dude, the white chick bringing home a dude of a different race. Whereas I feel a white guy can kind of bring home whatever. And at least your dad might be like, eh. But at the same time, he's like, yeah, look at you nailing that exotic ass. Good for you.
Yeah. I think
your
that
boring
depends on
mom,
the
white, boring white mom. Screw her. Get that Asian cookie.
I think that depends on the family.
It does. I mean,
no,
if
yeah.
they're racist or not. I'm just saying.
Hey,
even
my family
who,
is not racist, and neither am
they
I.
They don't own people, I guess, if that's what we're using as the definition. I would say
God.
Being really against a dude based on his race
Seriously?
Is mildly racist.
You know what? I'm making assumptions, though. I'm assuming that they wouldn't be okay with that. I don't know if they actually would. I know
Come
one
here,
of
Tyrone.
Them. I know one
Let's
of
go
them
hunting
would
together.
Not.
There's been a horrible accident, Veronica.
My family doesn't hunt, jerk.
Oh, really? Okay.
Over this conversation. Can we get back to talking about my big,
I accidentally
beautiful
shot your fiance 18
German
times.
German man. Oh, 18 times.
18 times.
Wait a minute. Did you see that movie, Fools Rush In? When
Selma Hayek's
Selma family
Hayek.
Took
If I were
him
banging
out.
Selma Hayek, my mom would be like, let me smell your fingers. Anyone would be down
oh
with that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Anyone's down with Selma
That's
Hayek.
That's disgusting.
I know. I'd be like, no, thank you, ma'am. Get back in that kitchen, cook.
Ew, ew, ew. Oh, right. So the question that I needed you guys to answer.
Well, we didn't. Everyone could figure out what's at the top of that pyramid then. To your question.
Oh. I think you just got to that pyramid.
Sorry, I forgot we were still talking about the pyramid.
It's okay. The pyramid of racism.
I hate you. I hate that you turned my story into something about race. You big jerk. So
okay.
Now let's talk about something way more fun. What do I wear? Jeans or a dress?
All right. So you are, I got to
It's Friday
night. Milk this for time. Second of all, I have to hear all the details.
Okay.
Well, tell me about the guy, first of all. He's a white guy, light eyes and all that stuff,
yeah,
and he's tall.
Like, greenish brown eyes, dark hair. He's tall. I hate you. I think he's... No, he's Scottish.
He's part Scottish.
I think maybe a little German.
That's broadening out for you.
No, those are close to my people. I'm Irish.
I was being so sarcastic
I hate you.
How many times have you gone out?
Just
could
once.
That get louder?
I know.
Could that get louder? Why don't I just audibly fart into the microphone to cover me trying to move it 3 inches so it's slightly close to my mouth?
I told you to use that one.
No, you... maybe you did. I like this one.
Thanks, whatever.
Because I can look over and I can stare at the meters, and as soon as it hits 55 minutes, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's our show today. We're out of here.
You act like this show was painful.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I'm having fun right now.
Today.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
But all right, second date.
Okay. Yeah.
Where
second
you guys
date?
Going?
Second date. The first
How'd you guys
date?
Meet, first of all? I'd like to know how you guys how
I'm
you meet.
I'm not talking about that.
Because I just meet everyone online because I'm a degenerate.
I'm not talking about that.
I just bang coworkers and people from the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Friends of friends.
Did you meet them on the internet? Would you like disclose that?
I'm not saying that.
That's a yes. Go on.
Bam.
Okay,
so,
Cupid.
Cross-examination skills.
Match.com. There you go, Mr. Lawyer. Did you meet him
what
off?
What is the word I'm looking for?
Ew, you met him. You met him on MySpace.
Yes,
that's
or
why
no.
You're not talking.
I met you on MySpace.
So what? Back in like 1987 when that was a site.
I still have my MySpace page.
I do too. I don't want to delete it. It's like
it
seeing
has too
a
many
cave
pictures,
painting.
Right?
I love seeing comments from people that like might be dead now.
From
for
like
all
2007.
Yeah. Like, hey,
oh God,
we had
no,
a great time.
2006. Okay, so we went out. We started talking before I went to the beach. And
so
we,
he met you in person and he went, you look just like your profile picture.
He did, I think, actually.
Bam! Right back
you.
At you.
Whatever.
Slipped up.
I wish we had a webcam right now.
Oh, she's slipping me the bird.
Anyways, so we started talking before I went to the beach. We continued throughout. We went on the first date.
You're on the beach?
2 weeks ago when I was at the beach.
Oh, okay.
So we went out for the first time 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to go out last week, but he's working on something for work. So he's been tied up, and now we're going out tomorrow.
It's been like 2 weeks since you guys last saw each other.
Almost, yeah.
That's
well,
hardcore.
We've both been busy. I've turned him down. He's had stuff going on.
Oh.
Like, I'm not, dude, we've gone on one date. I'm not going to sweat it. Whatever.
You mean you don't meet someone and just panic that you're going to die alone and try to
no.
crawl up their butt and live there?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
We each have our own sort of game.
Yeah. But Mine's the first date breed. Was, yes. First date was 6 hours long.
Really?
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
What did you
time.
Do?
We went to a restaurant in the Reston Town Center. A couple.
Your favorite place ever?
I love that place.
You okay. walked around after dinner, a little dessert.
No, but we did go get another. We had a couple of drinks at a different bar.
Okay.
Did he pay like a Haitian guy to jump out of the trees and be like, nah, and pretend to rob you and then he protected you from it?
No.
Again, my technique. Go on.
So, wow, where do I go from there? We had a good time. So now this is the second date. We're going to go to a movie, Prometheus, I think that's what it is.
Prometheus. Which
sure.
I don't Whatever. Even want to get into that. Because
I don't even know what it's about. He's like, you want to see this movie? And I was like, I've heard about it. Sure.
Wow. You agreed to that without knowing what you're getting into?
Well, I looked at the trailer. It looks a little scary.
Let me just put it to you this way.
It's a big guy movie. Like,
did you like Alien?
I've never
Sigourney
seen
Weaver.
Alien.
Damn.
Never seen any of those.
No.
Okay.
Am I going to be crying in the fetal position after this one?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I didn't hear many good things about it.
I'll say this. Like, Alien and Aliens are more guy movies, but this, Ridley Scott's a little older. I think he's trying to, like, make a real movie. So the first hour will be kind of cool where they're, like, running across the world trying to figure out these clues from aliens in the sky. And basically they're going to go, it's going to be kind of neat, it's going to seem like fun sci-fi.
Why did I think this was like about Greek something? I thought it was about Greek gods.
So the idea is...
Oh, Roger Ebert gave it 4 stars. I'm suddenly back on board 100% because it was at like 74% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if you're like
really
that low...
Do you care about what...
Yeah, because
Seriously?
It's like a good indicator of like, I don't use it to warp my thinking. I'm just like, am I going to piss away $12 on this? And if... You know, I was hyped for a movie, but then Rotten Tomatoes gives it like a 20%. I mean, I love Freddy Got Fingered. And that has
3%. Yeah, that's such an awful movie, and you love it.
It's so good. Rip Torn in that damn movie
is
so amazing.
He can do no wrong.
And then The guy who banged Stifler's mom is Freddy's brother. I mean, it's got a lot of things going for it. God damn, I love Freddy Got Fingered.
Wow.
I'm going to go home and watch that. Let's wrap this up.
But yeah, Prometheus and is the Greek god who ended up, I guess he was a Titan, right? He gave humanity.
I don't know what the hell he was. He wasn't a god. Or he was like a crappy god because then another god tied him to a damn rock and he gets his livery
Day. He gave fire to mankind.
Humans, yeah.
And then his punishment was to get his liver eaten every day for the rest of his life.
Oh,
yeah, and it regenerates every day and then he gets eaten back out.
Like, I guess the whole premise is these aliens kind of leave clues for humans to come find them in space when they finally develop technology. But the humans who go up there just end up getting like infected by these parasites that kill the entire crew.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
So that's the movie.
And it's like a prequel to Alien.
Like, so like the first half is like
just in the same universe.
Fun sci-fi. You got like the cool chick from the Swedish girl with the dragon tattoo movies.
Oh, the half gypsy.
So she's like the main character. This is her first English film.
Isn't Big what's film. Her name thrown in this one?
Charlize.
Yeah, isn't she in this one?
Yeah, and Michael Fassbender or whatever.
I have $10. I don't know a whole lot about this movie, but I have $10 that says Charlize Theron is in the previews, and she was just paid to show up, kind of like walk around the set for a couple days, and she's like one of the first to die.
I think she's one of the company people. I think she's kind of like the cyborg from Alien who walks around and then they club his head and he starts spitting milk.
I just feel like she's going to be in like 10 minutes of this movie, so people are going to go see her. And I think she got paid $10 million to do 10 minutes.
I don't think she has much screen time, but I think she survives pretty much the whole damn thing because she's the corporate bitch. She's the one who's like, go down the planet, you guys die, have fun.
It's just like all the scenes look like they filmed them with her by
she's
herself
in the same
separately.
Damn suit.
Yeah, I'm just like,
the same scene,
you did this kind of like, you showed up wherever she was making like the Snow White movie and just like did this on the side or something.
What are we hearing?
Sorry.
Are you kidding me? What the F is that song?
It's just my ringtone.
What is that song?
I'm not telling you.
You tell it. That is your form of apology. What was
Why
that?
Does it matter?
Because now I'm intrigued. What horrible Julianne Hough song or whatever.
It was Reba. Calm down.
It was Reber.
Reba.
I love Reber. Reber McEntire.
Reber McEntire. I love Reba.
Yeah, good old Reber. Fire crotch. Just big, unkempt fire crotch. Probably like Bette Midler's hair, circa 72. That's how I picture Reba's crotch.
Yeah, can we get back to what I'm supposed to wear tomorrow?
What did you wear last time?
I wore a navy dress, not this one.
A navy dress? Like with little anchors and crap on it?
No, a navy blue dress.
Like the one you're wearing right now?
Not the one that I'm wearing, but similar. It was more of like a sundress type.
Okay, fine.
So I'm thinking, debating either jeans with a cute preppy top tomorrow, or I have this white dress, like a white knit dress, pretty casual with a lace front with like a gray long cardigan over it. With flats.
Why? The first thing. Good.
Why?
You're trying to get banged or at least like
it's
create
second
the
date,
impression.
John.
Yeah.
I don't think you follow the protocol of like the
he
third
doesn't.
Date or anything
I'm
like
so
that.
I'm so glad
so.
You're here.
I absolutely. No, first of all, you said cardigan. No one will ever plow you if you wear something called a cardigan in their presence.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not trying
that's
to get
the rule
plowed
for the
on the
third
second
date.
Date.
You should send the message by not wearing a cardigan.
No, so I don't want to.
I think
he follows
thing.
The rule too, because I was at first like, why is he taking you to Prometheus? I think it communicates clearly that he's not trying to like turn this into like a romantic date. So that's a positive. It's more
exactly. He just
like
wants you to be
to
friends.
Know each other.
Exactly. There's no like, hey, why don't we go see The Notebook?
I'm just gonna keep doing.
You know
this.
That would be a little weird on a second date, wouldn't it?
To see The Notebook?
What, let or the movie do your dirty
romantic?
No.
So romantic
comes
flick.
Out. She's like, just shut up and I'll call you Noah and ride your cock to oblivion. You're like, yes, ma'am. What? I know things, Allie. If I'm a bird, you're a bird. Bam.
I'm confused. So what do you think he's thinking?
No, he's not trying to take you to like a romantic movie. Because a romantic flick would be like, hey, we're trying to set a mood here when it's the second date. He's trying to clearly
y'all use movies to try to set a mood? Because if I'm going to see The Notebook with you, you're still not getting laid afterwards on the second date.
Right, like, but I think in a guy's mind, it might work. And so that's a negative. I don't know. I'm just saying.
See,
like,
I would think, oh, scary movie. He wants me to get all silly and, oh, I'm so afraid. Walk me to my
Oh.
Romance.
Yeah, maybe that's true. I don't really see this as being that scary a flick, though.
It's got its moments. I think it's
well,
just
have
assuming
its moments.
We're gonna grab drinks afterwards, which is why I question the jeans.
Oh,
and
right. Jeans might be.
I'm just puzzled by
like dinner, movie, drink.
Where are you going to see the movie?
Taking it back to Prometheus.
I don't know yet.
I'm puzzled like how someone who doesn't just live the Alien movies and just jerk it to Bill Paxton's lines in that film, how they view Prometheus.
Wow.
I'll wear
a brown paper bag. Thanks. Thanks for your help. You nerd.
Are you a Saints fan? I mean, what?
All right. I'm sorry. So, like, your choices are a blue dress or
a white dress or jeans.
And which is more formal between the two dresses?
It's not a dressy dress at all. It's like a cotton, like, white sundress with lace on the front. And then I was going to put a cardigan over it.
I would say negative on the white because you're going to a theater. And then, like, you're going to stick out.
That's what my friend said. She's like, girl, people would be doing the nasty on those chairs. You don't want to wear a white dress. And I was like, I've never seen anyone do the nasty in a movie theater. I've never done the nasty. Like, who does that? That has got to be an urban legend.
I actually look at it differently. You know, when they have the little promo that says, like, hey, don't text during the movie. I kind of get mad when people text. My girlfriend always texts during movies. And I'm just like, oh, don't do that. Like, you're ruining my experience. And I got to say, like, a white dress.
Would that ruin your experience?
It potentially would be distracting if it's bright enough. If it just feels like if she has her cell phone on texting. That dress is too white.
But it would be covered by gray, though. Like, only the front lace part would show.
Sorry, I was reading an email.
yeah, okay, obviously.
Wait, no.
I mean, I'm tempted to say it's the
jeans. Quit whacking off to Miley Cyrus.
It's not Miley Cyrus, it's Winnie Cooper. Winnie Cooper just got divorced.
No!
Yeah.
No, you
what do you mean?
Gay.
Yeah, exactly. Back on the market. Single and ready to mingle. That's what I like to say. I don't say that. I just say, look at that single bitch. I want to stick it in her. And then I scream. I don't say that either. I don't. Were you into Winnie Cooper? Back to your dress thing. Look, either one looks okay. Try to dress well. That would be my general advice. Your clothing is not going to send a message. A guy, literally, this is what he'll register when looking at you. Oh, she looks nice, so I want to keep dating her. Try not to be ugly. Try to be pretty.
But this guy noticed, like, my nail polish on the first day.
Oh, so he's gay.
He's not gay.
I don't think you can rock the jeans. I think you do have to pick one of the two dresses. You don't want to
I wasn't going to wear the navy dress again. It's either the white dress or the jeans.
Oh, I see.
What color was the nail polish?
Like a light pink? He noticed it. He was.
I noticed one thing. If a girl has black nail polish, I'm like, that stuff's gonna be wrapped around me in like 15 minutes if I play my cards right. That's it. That's the only nail polish color you should notice. Yeah, like a funeral gothy girl.
That's what you assume, because I wear that color all the time.
Black nail polish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is play my cards right. She'll be playing me like a damn trumpet.
Oh, I'm changing my nails to black just to mess with them.
Trombone. Trumpet would assume some sort of rimming scenario.
Let's please refer back to the way that John normally meets women. Like, that's true. Why his interpretation
that's
tends
true.
To be. Hey.
It's okay.
What's up, dilly.com? How you doing,
girl? Oh, dilly? TheDilly.com? The best site ever? Oh, God. Up until 3 years ago, I'd still type in the dilly once in a while just to see if something would pop up. I wouldn't express how many women I banged on the dilly as a number, but just a percentage.
Oh, jeez. Really?
It wasn't
such
that big
a slut. You are such a slut.
Okay. Yeah. Try not to look bad. Look good.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Wonderful, helpful.
Look good.
Advice.
Be fun to talk to, which I'd like to think we help you with.
I thought I'd wear my perma-bitch scowl the whole night.
Really?
Yeah.
Just right. That, you came in my eye, grimace.
Y'all love mean girls. I'll just be mean.
No one like... Okay. I don't like that myth. Guys like a girl who can be a bitch once in a blue moon, but if you're just like a bitch all the time, two words, Nicole Simpson. That should have gotten some sort of reaction. That was just dead air.
Because I had to think about who she was. Like, what? Did he just go there?
Yeah, I'm actually just speechless.
Like, stunned. Are you saying you're going to... What?
Wow.
Gotcha.
Was that sister? Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
No one likes a girl who's... No one likes a girl who's got
mean.
Permanent attitude.
Obviously, I'm not.
I'm kind of into that, I'll be honest.
You can handle that.
I went to law school.
I would just be like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, I do horrible things to myself in a variety of reasons due to my self-loathing, but I'm not going to do this. Like, I'm going to try to get someone who makes my life happier. Yeah, more fun.
Yeah, I don't want to be an egg. I couldn't do that. I can't.
Nah. Why do you want to get mommy too? Mommy that you have sex with. I don't want that.
I thought that's what everybody wants.
No.
Isn't that the whole...
That's, yeah,
I want women so
I
the opposite of my mom
to have to tell a guy what to do. Like, oh
yeah,
no.
I want to be left the hell alone. The one thing I would like is cooking.
You want a date? You just need to be single.
We're gonna come in 10 years, and it's gonna be like, have you met Maria?
Oh God, no.
It's gonna.
I have a suspicion.
You're gonna flip
with that name. And I'm just like, I
can't.
Is
that his mom's name?
Yeah, that's it.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
I couldn't.
Whatever, oh, dude. Boy. Like, you're going to end up with a chick 10 years from now who's, like, calling in a QVC. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
That comes later in life if she's Maria.
Pretty little vanilla soccer mom with her minivan.
No, he's just talking like just an absolute clone of my mom. She going to breastfeed my son till he's 3?
Oh, better than till he's 6.
Oh, sick. No.
That's sick.
I was just referencing Will.
Oh. Well, that's mean.
What? He did. He's strapping and healthy for it.
Why would you tell people that?
Because he wasn't the one who did it.
Yeah,
so
exactly. I'll embarrass other people.
Put his stuff on full blast.
Also, he's said it on air like a couple weeks ago. It's not some great secret.
It's too bad your mom can't call in right now.
She was blowing up my phone asking where I was and if I was okay. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You can see why I don't want to deal with another 50 years of that, or however long I got left in the tank. I want someone, like, I'm gone for a day, that's fine. Just police report if it's over 3 days. That's it. Let me roam. Let me do my thing.
Don't have kids if that's what you want. You can't do that.
They'll be paid for.
They'll be paid for?
They'll be paid for.
What do you mean they'll be paid for?
They'll have their money.
I take care of my kids.
Exactly.
So they're going to take care of them. So your wife's not stuck with them the whole time while you go roam?
I'm saying if I go out with my friends for a night, I want to be able to.
Yeah. And your wife should be able to as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And you will take care of your own children and not babysit them, as my brother likes to say.
Oh, he's babysitting his kids. Yeah. Men babysit their kids.
No. It's not babysitting when it's yours.
Sure it is.
No. Sorry.
That's just how men see it.
Well, that's stupid.
It's like, oh my God, I gotta spend time with them.
Stupid.
I mean, hopefully Nintendo by that time will have like a system that like infants can play. Like they'll have infantilized the Wii even more so.
I hope you have triplets. Yeah. Oh, if there's a God, you will have triplets.
You have to train your children to have the same hobbies as you. This is, I think, the success to being a father. Just because from what I've seen of like other people who spend a lot of time with their kids, they just basically find some hobby. Like, hey.
I like lots
basketball.
Of dumb crap, yeah.
You kids are learning to play basketball. Otherwise, you're never going to see me. And that's that.
I'd play.
You love basketball, don't you, kid? And then, boom, like you end up with a kid in the WNBA. It's pretty tight.
I would. Oh.
Or you end up with a 30-year-old in therapy. I was never good enough for my dad because I was only 5'8".
Well, you have to push him that
why
hard.
Why do I have a southern female kid all of a sudden? I like this.
Whatever.
So yeah, when is your date again?
Tomorrow.
Friday night. Right.
Well, better to overdress than underdress is a rule I always have. The one thing I worry about going to a movie, it can't be the kind of dress where everybody's like, "Why is she wearing that?"
It's not a movie theater. It's very casual.
Like you're going to the movie circa 1910. And it's just the biggest damn thing you've done all year. It's an event.
Yeah.
No, it's a super. It's just a casual little sundress. I'm gonna wear flip flops with.
That's
it's
money.
It's not dressed.
That's
flip-flops.
Money. Don't do the jeans.
Yes.
Well, don't do flip-flops. Wear like a normal shoe. Flip-flops are gross. You see a girl's like little black-soled feet. I mean, I hate feet in general.
I just got a
pedicure. Fine. If you insist.
All right. Here's my question. Could he wear jeans while you're wearing this dress?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. Because potentially he could show up in jeans.
He's going to wear jeans. Yeah. I know he will.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd say second date, you probably want to not do the jeans.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So. How far are you gonna let him go?
Go. What do you mean?
Mouth kissing. You thought I meant mouth on other parts, but I just meant kissing.
We already kissed.
Ooh, slut. Then how much further could it go?
No further.
That's maybe about a little
as far
more intense
it
kissing.
Goes until he's my boyfriend.
Oh, that's true. You got to play by those rules.
Yeah, sorry.
What happened to third date and people bang? When did that stop?
As soon as you hit 30, that stops.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't even have to be like really slutty, but if you're just a normal girl and you keep that up, you can rack up quite a
head. You have to have the conversation, though, by the third date, right? Like, hey, these are
hey,
the rules
you know
by
what
which
it
I
is?
Live. Like, I'm not just leaving you hanging out there only to find out in the fifth date that, like, I'm waiting for a year. Like, my rule's a year.
That'd be
well,
horrible.
If it takes, like, a year
I just hate the conversation
meet.
Where it's like, I have a disease you need to know about. Then you're like, I just paid 30 for dinner. Yeah. That TGI Fridays was delicious, but I'm still angry.
So you think I should tell them by the third date, like, what the rules are?
Well, no, I'm asking, like, is that a fair question, though? If it's like, so, what's up? You know, I still live by the third date rule.
You expect sex by the third date?
The only reason
it's just a question. You can't get what you don't ask for. And so it's just like, hey, you ever heard of the third date rule?
Well, no, anyone I
And then you just leave it there to see what happens. I'm not
by
saying
by third date, I've never banged. That's the only reason that I live by that, because I feel you have to keep sexual momentum going so that, like, the sex is defining, hey, we're more than just friends. Because anytime some chick, we're just like holding hands and crap on the third date, nothing happens. We're holding hands 5 dates later.
That's okay. Because if the relationship is nothing but sex,
then it's okay.
No, because then in 3 months, you're like, oh, well, wait, what's your middle name again? Oh, you have brothers?
I'm not a retard.
Oh, I don't like you. Bye. No, that's crap. I like 6 weeks, maybe a little bit later.
6 weeks. Yep. But how many dates in those 6 weeks? If I
as
only
many
have
as
to,
we want to go on.
What if I only have to do like 4 dates for that 6 weeks? Is that plausible?
No, dude, I'm already over you.
Yeah, I think
I'm
you
a
have
quality
to,
time girl. If I've only seen you once every 2 weeks.
What if it's 6 dates, 6 weeks? Can I still get the
No.
You have to like pursue more. Sadly, like yeah. that is the lot of men, John. So like over, yeah.
You gotta earn it. Sorry.
Yeah,
I understand that. I do, even if I don't convey it on air.
And the reality is, these are.
I'm
good.
Just saying, this guy's rate is he's been doing it once a week, and you're saying I'll bang him after
because
6 weeks.
The first date. It's. I mean, it's. I have no expectations of him right now. I don't know if I want a third date.
Okay. See, I figure you meet someone, and it's like, okay, I like them, and I'm attracted to them, so this will keep on going. To me, it's very much a binary.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
it
like,
will.
I
and
do
so
you and I like you. Bam.
You also.
No, you don't.
You're ADD.
Yeah.
Like, you're certifiably just like, hey, this is cool.
That's bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Oh, hey, look, I got a text. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. We got a bone. Otherwise, I'm going to follow a fly out the room.
Yeah.
Is that someone's watch reflecting? Bam. Jump at a spot of light.
Oh, boy.
Man, this is insightful for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, John, like, getting to talk to two people who, like,
do
actually,
normal things.
Yeah.
Still think Veronica can bang more people than me. Or do I top you?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. I think you totally way, way have me.
I'm just south of 20.
You're so over me.
What? I thought you were, like, seven
you're
wow.
full
6 years
that's
ago or something.
You're full of crap. Only south of 20? You are such a liar.
What, I am.
You are a lying
are,
piece of
well,
trash.
No, are we calling,
are you kidding me?
If we're throwing mouth in there, too, then that's different.
No, dude. Sex. Intercourse. I know you are over 20.
Yeah, a little under.
Bull.
A little under.
You didn't know in high school I did.
Yeah, exactly. I started boning
were
like
you
21.
Yeah, you were shut out. Yeah, you were definitely shut out.
I didn't get a kiss in high school. I didn't. Yeah. I just got high all the time. Like, I did homework and then got high. I didn't know you could interact with women.
I will neither
in high
confirm
school.
Nor deny that I was at those sessions. So.
You weren't. I'll confirm that. We didn't party much. Was, I had my cough
yeah,
syrup.
Yeah, those
buddies.
Career.
I was
those,
there one time for that.
Those career aspirations that you were talking about earlier, I think I would. No.
I'll tell you something off air, like why I'm screwed anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, I definitely remember those days. Like,
no, it was like, the worst. And I like learned after the fact. I cannot tell you how many women have approached me after high school and been like, dude, I would have balled the S out of you. And I'm just like, really?
Yeah, why? I felt like a moron as I was going to college because I was like, there were actually women who were attracted to me in high school. And I just didn't know it.
Okay, first of all, yeah, I
how
pieced
would
it
you
together.
Not
with
know it. Girls are so obvious.
Because you're just that scared. And like, you don't know anything when you're that little.
And
you
I were, have.
You
really
had a
terrible
tit
hair.
In your mouth 12 years ago. You're not that smart. 14, you know. Yeah, I had a girl who was I'm trying to think of all the other crap girls did to me. I think back in eighth grade, I could have plowed a girl who was like, hey, let me show you how I'd give head on your finger or something like that. And just starts doing
what?
That in the middle of class.
That would be a weird story what? For like, great. The day I lost my virginity, a girl in eighth grade showed me how she would yeah. go down on me with my finger.
Yeah.
And then we had sex. That's how I lost my virginity.
In the eighth grade?
Yeah, eighth grade. I would have been like a black kid. It would have been awesome.
No, I have friends. I have friends of this area who have, like, they were done by eighth grade.
Yeah.
The V-card was
I think
was
ninth
gone.
Grade.
Seriously?
A really cute girl was, like, constantly like, hey, John, let me show you. I just shaved my legs today. Feel my legs. And that was, like, my job to feel her up and be like, yeah, you did shave.
There's at least two kids in every middle school class before they get to high school, minimum. Minimum of two kids. I think it's getting worse with the internet, but I think, like, even when I was a kid, there was at least, like, four kids who probably
lost
their.
Oh, it was
so
great. Like, we had a very conservative high school, though. I remember there was one girl where it's like, she sucked a dick. She's
no,
a whore.
Dude, we were in the advanced classes. That was our problem.
But
like,
even the regular ed kids,
oh,
I don't think
were
quite
GT
as porky.
Nerds.
Yeah, we were.
Quite as banging.
No, dude, like, because I took debate. I remember one girl, like, she had a long list.
I took it too, but it was with a bunch of whorish seniors.
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe she was only a sophomore, but yeah, she banged around. Okay, there was more banging outside the gifted and talented class. I'll give
you that. I guarantee you, yeah. Absolutely.
All those girls, by the way, lost it between junior and senior year that summer. Like
a few of them waited.
Half the GT class lost their V card.
But a few of them really did wait till college and go to them. So.
Yeah. That was just a horrible way to. What's that?
I was in college.
I think I technically dropped out, but I was college aged. Stop playing with your earrings. Otherwise, it'll just let the dead air go. Let it run.
Well, if you two weren't ADD looking at something sparkly, it'd be fine.
Well, we can get the hell out. We've done an hour.
All right. I guess I'll wear the dress. Thanks.
Yeah, wear the dress.
Yeah, wear that dress.
No,
see,
to
I
you.
Listened too. I also helped in this decision-making process.
This was painful.
What was painful?
This whole conversation.
It was awesome. The entire show was awesome. Spicoli style. Awesome. Totally awesome. What? Howard's texting?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I'm about to play the Pulp Fiction song.
I hate you.
You didn't have Reba blasting.
Whatever.
God, I want to dance to this. This is just the best damn song ever.
Thanks for the show, bro. It's been good.
Hey, thank you for coming in. I got to thank you both. You didn't even eat the free cupcakes out front, did you? That I definitely devoured.
I'm so mad you guys just didn't tell me to eat it.
What, you think I stole it? Like I?
Well, I was like, is this only for the hosts? Like, I'm not really on the list here, technically. Like, am I going to get in
How
trouble?
Bad? When we walk out, you get yourself a damn
I don't want one anymore.
Well, there's not going to be any cupcakes, because this is a public access station. So it's just hobos like me who are like, food!
Dude, that guy brought in pizza.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Cram it in my food pocket. Like a chipmunk, and the winter's coming. Howard, Veronica, thank you both. If you want to get a hold of Veronica, you can stalk her on her Facebook page. You can stalk Howie on his Facebook page.
Don't stalk me on my Facebook page.
Yeah,
you'll never find
don't.
Me.
Please
okay,
don't.
Fine. Well,
follow me on Twitter, though. FXagetical.
Okay.
Love it.
Just spell it out.
No, like, what?
I'm not even spelling it. Dude, I just like saying the word and pissing you off.
Nick Lamb was looking for you.
He found me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was trying to stalk Veronica on Facebook, too. Nick, hit me up. I'll give you the direct link. I'll give you the good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know a Nick.
He'll find you soon enough.
I kind of hate that name right now, though. Sorry.
He'll find you.
All right,
folks. It's been Papa's Basement. Show's website in papasbasement.com. It's got the Twitter. It's got the Facebook. It's got the iTunes. I feel like Bill Cosby putting the in front of everything. It's got a lot of stuff. You can find us. You can stalk us. You can rape us. You can kill us.
Jeez.
Just don't eat us.
Yeah, just show how much of a fan you are. Pee on the hood of my car. Do whatever. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.